Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of discussions about women who influence classical composers. Today's composer is Felix Mendelssohn.
Felix was happily married, wonderful wife, three children, enjoying fame, fortune, adulation of the public, and a very hectic career, composing, conducting, producing, and performing as a virtuoso pianist. But towards the end of his short, very short life, in 1844, he died in 1847, he met a young singer. She was at the beginning of a spectacular career. She was from the north. She was Scandinavian. Her name was Jenny Lind.
Oh, sure. She's very famous.
And her nickname was the Swedish Nightingale.
Yeah, she's very famous.
Yeah, great name. Unlike your typical pretentious divas, you know, with their exaggerated bombast and inflated egos and melodramatic way of behavior, Jenny was very modest. Her appearance was that of a pure, simple, innocent country girl. She always dressed very simply, which was so refreshing by comparison to all the those ladies around her, and very endearing to the audience. And in addition to that, of course, she sang like an angel. How much of this image, this persona, was a conscious, deliberate act to win audience sympathy or genuine, we will never know. But this was how she is remembered in history. This unassuming, poor little me, pining for her northern homeland, arousing sympathy right away. The attraction between the two of them was instant. She obviously fell in love with Felix, no question about it. And he could not conceal his enthusiasm for her, calling her, quote, as great an artist as ever lived, or in another place, the greatest I've ever known. Of course, his wife, Cecile, was alarmed.
That's Cecile Mendelssohn.
That's Cecile Mendelssohn, okay. His wife.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing happened. Whether Jenny realized that he was not to be had and controlled herself, or whether Felix, who could have easily have turned this into a fabulous love affair, checked his love, checked his desires, and kept his integrity. They appeared together constantly in concerts to sensational triumph. The price of tickets when they played was doubled. That's how much in demand they were. In 1846, that's a year before he dies, they traveled together by a steamer down the Rhine River. Sounds very romantic, doesn't it? To the town of Aachen, where Mendelssohn directed a big festival. They were very properly chaperoned. Before you ask the question, I'm giving you the answer. Okay. She was the main star in this festival. She sang operatic things. She sang oratorios. At the conclusion, she sang his beloved song, On the Wings of Song. The words are by Heine. It's just an amazingly beautiful song. And ever after this festival was renamed, was recognized as the Jenny Lind Festival. There were many more chaperone trips that followed. And at this point, he began to write an opera for her, for Jenny, entitled Loreley.
In German?
In German.
Yeah. I've never thought, by the way, that German was good stuff in terms of, the words. It's so guttural that I find it very hard. But French then, maybe, English maybe, but...
But then you have Wagner and you have...
You certainly do. Don't get me started on him.
You sit through 6 hours of German opera when you go to his... He started writing his opera, Loreley. He wrote three arias and died. So this opera never came to be.
But what's become of the arias?
They exist. I guess you can sing them, the piano.
Yeah.
So Why don't we just conclude the story of Felix by listening to the divine song, On the Wings of Song.
I can't get enough Felix.
On Wings of Song by Felix Mendelssohn, sung by Kate Royal. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.